and not just, well, let's take care of some other stuff first. Because we're going to be dealing with a whole bunch of these. And we could be dealing with a lot less of them if we had some continuity and some consistency in what's going on with what your obligations are and what your responsibilities are.
But George, we're not the sheriff. We're not even in the posse.
No. What I'm saying is we got to talk to the posse.
Well, and I will tell you on this one, I mean, they have filed charges on him on the three houses that are not approved. So the prosecuting attorney's office has filed charges. The problem is, in many of these cases, they're filing countersuits, and in some of these cases are dragging on for years.
And that is the whole idea with the countersuit.
Basically, they're challenging the regulations in a number of cases. So they're being prosecuted, but yet we've got a number of cases in which they're challenging the validity of the regulations. And so basically the prosecution doesn't move forward until there's a ruling on the validity of the regulations. And so that's the issue we've had the last 4 or 5 years.
Not until a decision is made, would be my guess. They're not going to be penalized any further.
So we've got an opinion about our codes, but we don't have a decision about it yet.
Well, it went to state court and was upheld, correct, recently?
Yeah. It supposedly did, yes. I thought.
It's currently at the Court of Appeals. Probably shouldn't say too much more specific.
Well, we need to keep doing the best we can for people. We need to still keep regulating it. And then when it leaves this office, and that's all we can do. I mean, Dave's right about that. That's all we can do.
Well, but that seems to me the gist, that they do want the rules out there from the meeting. They got off on personal stuff here and there, but the general consensus is they want some kind of controls out there.
Yeah, and I agree with
them. I do too.
That even came from the realtors. They wanted the controls, and the main thing that they tried to do was sell people stuff that was in already an area that was regulated for nightly rental.
Yeah, the last guy that spoke, he all was real.
If you'd kind of listen to all of them, they were kind of intent about that.
Yeah.
And that keeps them out of trouble, and it keeps everybody out of trouble. We just need to regulate this stuff. And if it costs to do that, we need to have a permit cost, like Branson has, and it needs to be high. We need to put the money back into this. If we can do that, I don't know if that's legal or not either, to be able to...
You can't do that without a vote of the people.
We can do that.
According to the Hancock Amendment.
We can do that. I guarantee you that a lot of people will vote for that, to have a regulation that is that will stand up in court.
Well, like I tell other people, if you get a lawyer to take that side, I can find one who'll take the other side.
Well, I guarantee you, but your percentage of people that want this thing regulated is pretty high.
Yes, I'm not saying that. But
the people that have these 1,300...
It's going to be contested no matter how right it is. Or how wrong it is. It can be contested, and sometimes successfully.
Well, did the old boy with the three houses, did he go up to the Board of Adjustment? He's not done nothing there yet?
No. That's the one that's been sent directly to the prosecuting attorney's office.
Is that the one where the whale issue was?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so he has, like I said, he has had charges filed.
I thought when he left here, he said he was going to the Board of Adjustment. Changed his mind, didn't he? Okay, anybody else? Guys, tonight, it's just barely 8 o'clock, and we need to talk about this, talk back and forth. George and Dave's had a good conversation here. And I hope
we're not even mad at each other.
Well, no, and I hope everybody's listening to you when you talk, because in February we need to come up with something here that we can put in front of the commissioners instead of jacking around like we have the last.
Well, the general consensus, we're not too far off, and I kind of agree with that myself personally. We can tweak a few things here and there, I think, and always make things a little bit better. But
yeah, but it's like you said earlier, for the last, I've been on here for 4 or 5 years, been chairman for 3, and when we come to February,
We don't want to go home.
Nobody wants to talk about nothing.
That's right.
So this time, when February comes around, you better eat supper before you get here. Because this is a problem, and we need to sit here and talk about it. Figure out what we're going to do.
Well, my vote and what's been put before us would be to keep it the same and not be A, B, or C.
It's funny how there's nightly rental change, and there's other problems in the code that are readily evident, but nobody's thinking about that now. Nightly rentals is right out there in headlines right now.
What's the other two you got wrote? Didn't you say you had?
That's zoning change.
Well, it would really be a completely different format. It would be a more traditional format.
Yeah, they hired him to write a traditional. And I've already talked to him about it, and if it'll work, I'm not going to fight it. What? I've lived here all my life and not planning on leaving now. If it'll help the county, I'm for it.
Well, we're all up here to help.